Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today as we start the second hour, 10 to noon every weekday. And if you miss any part of it, you can always check out the podcast at 991FMTalk.com. You can also check out the poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we thank them so much for that. Today's question, just simple. So many answers on yesterday's question that we had to knock it down to just yes or no. Should media outlets be prosecuted if they publish personal information, you know, doxing, on people that results in harm coming to them or their family members? Tucker Carlson being under attack by, of course, Antifa before, but New York Times is now doing a big old story on him and will be releasing where he lives. He's not happy about that. Remember, he's got four kids, a wife, you know, it's... People cannot be civil. And those attacks, let me tell you, they are paid for. Yesterday's poll question, what's the biggest threat facing the world right now? Coronavirus, BLM, Antifa, elite pedophiles and politicians? Climate change didn't get any votes. Stupid politicians got a number of votes, though. Let's see, communists, China, deep state, lots of great answers on there. Thank you for participating. Let's go to the talk and text lines right now at 884-9910 and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for calling the show.
Oh, I have a super bonus for you, for your show, for your audience, for your listeners, and for the whole rest of the United States. Okay. Celebrate the USMCA and get yourself some caramel, some goat's milk caramel from Mexico. Delicious to put on your ice cream. Okay, here's the scoop. Here's the super scoop to cool off, you know, because it's hot. In the town of Richardson, Texas, it's a town of about a million folks. In 2018, the culmination of a ton of work done by some good men and women that will remain private, the Texas Rangers, God bless the Texas Rangers, and God
yes.
bless all of our law enforcement, all of our peace officers, the wonderful detectives here in Northern Nevada. Thank you so much for your work, and people, keep them in your prayers and lift them up. And here's the good news. When the FBI is under the direction of the Texas Rangers, a great law enforcement organization. We really need one group of Rangers here in California and next door in Nevada, too. This woman, Laura Maxka Jordan, ended up taking tons of money, wrecked her own family, and ran off with Mark Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, the developer. And it's a beautiful seven-count, sealed in red ink, federal indictment in the Sherman area. And I was so thrilled about somebody being busted for Agenda 21 that I started a little show called The Grand Jury Reawakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. And if you're a girl and you have the gift of gab like Monica does, you can start your own show. Even if you have an audience of your puppies or your kittens or your...
Getting your voice out there, you know? I mean, that's why podcasts are so successful. Thanks for that tidbit, Kelly. I appreciate that. But this is the thing. When you know something, when you have the truth, get it out there by any means possible. You know, right now we're dealing with states that are releasing criminals. If you are in jail, if you are in prison, you are a criminal and you should be there. But governors and mayors are taking it upon themselves to release people back out on the streets. And you have to wonder, why are they doing that? It is to cause havoc. All of this going on is to cause havoc. So when you wear your mask, you are just buying into that. When you don't show up at the legislative building, when you're locked out, you are just buying into that. And you are letting them do it. You have got to use your voice. And speaking of using your voice, this is just such a sad state of affairs. Because if you ask anybody, what's the deal? What's going on? Look at the money thing that's going on. Well, let me tell you about the money thing. This is not just making it convenient to go to a cashless society. You know what this is really about? It's about tracking. It's about controlling every aspect of your life. Do you know who Dave Ramsey is? Dave Ramsey has been involved in money for decades, pretty much all his life. And he is a smart man. And he puts things into terms that people can understand because people do not look at the big picture. As we have the UN Secretary General proposing right now, yesterday, a new social contract to combat inequality, to take over literally everything, and pretty much divide it up. Global governance. A new model for global governments must be based on full, inclusive, and equal participation in global institutions. Without that, we face even wider inequalities and gaps in solidarity like those we see today in the fragmented global response to the COVID-19 pandemic. There is no pandemic. Look and listen to the professionals, the actual doctors, the actual scientists, not the CDC and the WHO. They are bought and paid for to take you in a direction that there is no coming back from. That includes Dave Ramsey spelling it out. Do you actually know what a cashless society means? It means that if you're struggling with your mortgage on a particular month, you can't just do an odd job and get a little extra money. Your child can't go and help the local farmer to earn a little bit of summer cash. No more cash slipped into the hands of a child as a good luck charm or from their grandparents on holidays and birthdays. I still carry a $2 bill that my grandmother, my dead grandmother, gave to me for good luck. It was in the very first printing when the $2 bill came out. I have it in my wallet. I carry it with me everywhere. No more money in birthday cards, no more piggy banks for your child to collect money and learn the value of earning. No more cash for a rainy day fund for that something special that you keep putting $20 a week away for. No more little jobs on the side just because your wages barely cover the bills or put food on the table. No more charitable collections. The little boxes you see on people's counters all across the state, the country, the city. Being able to donate to those pennies, those nickels and dimes make a huge difference. No more cash gifts for relatives or loved ones. No more money dances for weddings, that's for sure. No more yard sales. I mean, why even bother? What a cashless society does guarantee, though, according to Dave, is banks have full control over every single penny you own. Every transaction you make is recorded. All of your movements and actions are traceable. Access to your money can be blocked at the click of a button. And that has been already done in Europe. It's already been done. You will have no choice but declare and be taxed on every dollar in your possession. The government, the global government, will decide what you can and can't purchase. If transactions are deemed in any way questionable by those who create the questions, your money will be frozen for your own good. People say cash is dirty. That's how viruses are spread. That's how bacteria is spread. This is a problem now. Cash has been around for how long? Viruses have been around for how long? If you don't wake up and if you don't start waking your friends up to what is actually going on, then like I said, there is no turning back. We'll be back, though, with Frederick right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910, FM News Talk, 99.1.
Yeah, I'll play that for you in just a minute. But right now, though, it's time to check in with you. It's your show. I'm just here for the ride. Just checking in every day. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Frederick. Wants to talk about tomorrow's Back of the Badge flag rally that is going to be meeting on 4th Street at the Gold and Silver. Hi, Fred. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Thank you, Monica. Love the show. And just wanted to let everybody know it's at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. So attach your flag to your vehicle. Whatever it takes, and we'll be meeting there at 1:30 to have our flag parade or flag rally for Back to Bash.
Yep, and it's going to start it
scheduled for Saturday.
Oh, you do? Okay, where's Saturday's?
And that'll be at 1155 West 4th Street in the shopping center there at the corner of Keystone and 4th near the Pizza Baron. And that will be we'll meet there at 4:30, have a tailgate till 5:30. The parade will commence at 5:30, runs about an hour to an hour and a half, and we'll come back to that starting point and have a little post-parade libations and whatnot. So everybody's welcome. Again, attach your flag to your vehicle, and we parade around town, and these things are great fun. It's a great way to show your pride. Patriotism, as it may be, and everybody always has a great time at these things. I encourage people, very safe. This is COVID safe to go do these things. You're in your own vehicle, and you're able to go do it and show your pride for your town and back in the police. So just want to encourage folks to get out and join us.
Frederick, thank you so much for helping organize these, and I'll make sure I mention it again today, and we'll make sure we mention it again tomorrow, and the day after that for Saturday, and the day after that. Appreciate all of this love and support for law enforcement and just for our country in general. You have to know that you are not alone. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Kevin this morning. He wants to talk about a cashless society. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, good morning, Monica. I'm kind of worried about this because over the years, every month or so, I have extra money and I've accumulated a fairly good amount of cash I keep into my safety deposit box at the bank. And are they just going to, like, all of a sudden declare nobody can use cash anymore? Or what does a person do?
Yeah. That's why I encourage people to buy gold and silver, you know, precious commodities, and not just in your portfolio, but actually in your safe at home, not just your safety deposit box. Because remember, banks are owned by, especially the central banks, those are all owned by the same people, Kevin. So that this is what they're going to do. They are going to literally eliminate all cash money. You will have to pay with what I call the mark of the beast. You'll have to pay with the sensor that's in your hand, your sensor that's in your forehead. People are already using these in Europe. They're using them a lot in China. You know, you see people just using their facial recognition. That's because they have a chip implanted in them. And they're going to cut out everything else.
Wouldn't the money in your checking account be accessed with your debit card?
All of that is going to go away, Kevin. I mean, yeah, what is in your checking account is yours, but now it will be tracked. It will be, you know, blocked if people think that you're going to use it for something that's bad, or they can come up with all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, but you talk about this chip. I mean, how does this chip know how much money you got in your checking account?
Because it's all wireless. How does this little thing right here that's called a phone, how does it know now if I press a button to go to this website or to go to, you know, call this person? It's all in the air. It's all about the 5G. It's all about technology. It is a scary world that we are going into.
Scaring me bad this morning.
This
COVID thing is probably just to scare everybody into complying with all the new things they want to do to us.
It is, Kevin. Absolutely, 100%. It is. I mean, how do you think we track bears in the woods? How do we track criminals with ankle monitors? This is what they want. This is what the elite want. 2% of the world will be controlling the other 98%. And I don't mean to scare you with that, Kevin. I want you to be prepared. I want you to take all that money that you've saved in your safe deposit box, and I want you to go buy gold and silver and platinum, because those are commodities that, well, they're basically finite. At some point, we're not going to have access to gold and silver. And that is what, if we do have money, is going to go back to the basis of. We never should have gotten away from the gold standard. This is how they control us. So, Kevin, thank you for the call, and start to be prepared. It's not about fear. It's about being prepared. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you want to continue the conversation about cashless society?
Yeah, Monica, because one thing I'm kind of thinking while I'm listening to you, and I'm like, well, if this is true, then the man that we're about to vote for presidency is in on this. I don't want to vote for someone who's in on this. Trump's got to be in on this. There's no way around it.
He is on it, but he's on the other side, because Mark, if you pay attention to what he's doing, the Fed has now been moved in to the Treasury Department. So the Treasury, the government now has control of the Fed. And so he's trying to counteract. But you know what? I honestly believe that we need to all wake up to the fact that there is good and bad, there's good and evil, there's bad and evil, and there is good that masquerades. There is evil out there that is masquerading as good to earn your trust. Now, is that Trump? I want to put my faith in him right now, but that doesn't mean I'm going to follow him over a cliff. And I sure as hell...
absolutely not.
Sure as hell is not going to vote for Biden or, you know, who the, you know, whatever woman he decides to run with him.
Yeah, I mean, Biden's absolutely nuts anyway, so there's no way I'm voting for him. But my biggest question was, is, hey, are we going to be voting for Trump and he's in on this and he's kind of like a double agent and we're just going to get stabbed in the back down the road? Because that's what it's kind of sounding like.
And that is probably what it's going to be like. But we have to go down that path, Mark. But we don't have to accept a vaccine. We don't have to wear a mask. We don't have to accept a chip. And we don't have to worry about being a cashless society if we know now to start preparing, to have food and water stocked, to have gift cards stocked, because those won't, you know, those won't be cut off. So go out and get the gift cards from the... Go ahead.
If it does come to down to a chip, they're going to be awful sorry when they see my checking account. I'm not afraid of nothing. I don't have anything in there anyway. So how about it, people?
I don't keep anything in my checking account just for that reason. So, Mark, thank you so much for the call. Brian, I hope you can stay on the line. I got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more of our conversation on cashless society, the UN, and what developers are doing here in Northern Nevada. A big one coming to Carson City, and it looks like a gulag. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for hanging out today for a little bit. If you miss any part of the show, you can always podcast it. Go out and check out the podcast at 991fmtalk.com. And while you're there, participate in today's poll question brought to you by our friends over at Nissan of Carson City. Today's poll question: should media outlets be prosecuted if they publish personal information on people that result in harm coming to them or their family members? You know, doxing. This is getting to be a very serious situation, especially for Tucker Carlson. You can search that and see what's going on. But, you know, look at the federal judge whose son was killed and her husband wounded. You know, some people like to keep their privacy for very important reasons. That federal judge also ties to an Epstein case. Imagine that. Could it be really from that other lawyer? Or is that just smoke and mirrors? You have to look at everything in a different way in today's society. Because big things are going on behind the scenes while you are being distracted. Murders, rioting, COVID, it is all distractions. Let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Brian, who wants to continue the conversation about the cashless society. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling the show.
Yeah. Well, you know, on the plus side, you know, if you get rid of cash, you get rid of all organized crime and drug addiction because they can't spend their money to buy the product.
That is a plus.
You know.
But you know what?
Yeah, but you know,
if the government actually did their job, because they know who these people are, they know where the money is, they know where the drugs are coming from. People ask all the time, why don't we just wipe out the poppy fields? Why don't we? Because people are making a living off of those, and that's the only way they can support their family. You know, Brian, it's just this world has literally gone to hell in a handbasket because people do not do their jobs. So, Brian, thanks for the call, because I love the silver lining. There is always a silver lining. But are you willing to accept that silver lining for what it's going to be doing to you? You know, what if you get close to overspending and you're not saving enough? What if you're spending too much? Do they just cut you off? Do they give you an allowance? So this is from Mike. Mike says, forcing us to go to a cashless society is unconstitutional. In fact, according to the Constitution, only gold and silver coins minted by the federal government is legal tender. Abraham Lincoln was the first president to violate the Constitution with his creation of greenback dollars. You can find the full website out there. It's online at lucid-enterprises.com. That doesn't matter. It's not going to matter. Because if the UN continues on with Agenda 21 or the 2030 plan, like they are doing with the same players, Gates, Bezos, Zuckerberg, Rockefellers, Carnegie's, I mean, the list goes on and on. It's going to be one world order. That's why, you know, it's nice that President Trump unfunded us from the WHO, but he needs to get us out of the UN, and he needs to get the UN out of this country. Do you remember when months back I told you that the UN was hiring people for their police force, for their law enforcement? Because they are the ones, the blue helmets, will be the ones coming to your home, confiscating everything, making sure you have your vaccines forced upon you. We see it every day already. There's a video online of a pregnant woman in a doctor's office having a vaccine forced upon you or forced upon her as she is screaming and videotaping it. As a nurse and whoever the other guy was holding her down while she's pregnant. You got to open your eyes to this. We get distracted with local issues, and yes, we should be paying attention to those. But there's so much more going on. And guess what, Carson City? It's coming your way. Did you know there is a Texas organization that wants to build a 5-story apartment building on the old Copeland Lumber property on Stewart? Behind the mall there? Are there any buildings that are above 5 stories in Carson City? I thought that was kind of a low-lying. I mean, the Ormsby House is, I think, the tallest building. It's already been approved, and the thing that gets me is they're going to put 284 units. So how tall is that going to be? 5 stories. On 3 1/4 acre. Oh, no, 3.4 acres. So almost 3.5 acres. But it's also going to have a pool and a parking garage. Man, that's going to be a lot of congestion in that area. You don't think everybody's going to be walking, do you? Well, there you go, Carson City. So much for that charming little town. You should see the pictures of it, too. You can go online and see the pictures of it. when I first saw it, I thought, oh my gosh, that looks like those ugly buildings that they built in the Soviet Union. You know, the gray and blah, just windows looking out. They say that they do things like this because that's what the millennials want. The millennials don't want yards. They don't want, you know, spaces that they have to upkeep. They want to live in apartments. They want easy living. When you stop and actually talk to millennials, people in their mid-20s, early 30s, this is not what they want. They want a home with some property. They want the American dream. This is what you are being told that they want. And once again, when it comes to developers and campaign contributions, well, people pretty much get their way as long as they've got the money. Always, always, always follow the money. Now, nobody knows every single thing that is going on in our community. Nobody knows everything that's happening in Reno and Carson and all of Northern Nevada, plus the world, plus the country. But I want to tell you, you better be ready. You know, Nevada is the ninth top rated state in the country for the number of guns owned by individuals. Yep. And there's a very good reason for that. This is incredible. I just play it in the background as you can, you know, listen along. And it's just, it's really surprising that we're seeing this go on. Home invasions were something that people were kind of starting to get used to. That is not something that you should get used to. This is very sad. The video is so much better. That's why so many people have Ring doorbells now with the cameras that are wireless. That is a video that you can find on Channel 8 on their website, KOLOTV.com. That is from July 16th. I didn't know about this until a listener sent it to me. I've just been getting so wrapped up in everything else that's going on around us, trying to answer people's concerns about COVID. Well, that was a home invasion and shooting caught on the Ring doorbell camera in Carson City. You can watch a gentleman in a hoodie come up to somebody's door with a security gate on it that isn't locked. You're going to have a security gate? Lock it. Lock your doors, lock your windows, and have protection in your home. And I ain't talking about condoms, because this is what is happening. People just feel like they can do anything. This is a young man in a hoodie and a mask. That's why the masks are mandated. It's not because of COVID. They're mandated so people can get away with stuff. I mean, think about it. Do you not find it odd that states were starting to ban masks because of Antifa? Yet now, it's okay to wear a mask. Actually, you're encouraged and in some areas forced to wear a mask. Gentleman walks up to this door, opens up the security, well, I call it a gate, but the security door, kicks in the door, gun already out, taken out of his pocket, surprises the homeowner, as you can see two other men running into the house that were kind of hiding in the shadows, and start firing. Then everybody runs off. Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Yeah. Not me. But I'm ready for it. And for all those people out there, oh, we just need less guns. We need more gun control. No. Because the only thing gun control would have affected out of that situation is the homeowner wouldn't have been able to protect himself or herself. Because criminals do not do background check. Criminals do not go into legitimate stores and purchase with real ID. If you outlaw guns, the only people that will have guns are outlaws. Criminals. This isn't the type of world that I want to live in, but I'm prepared. And I hope you are too. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on the show. And log on to our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. You know, it's easy. Should media groups be prosecuted for just blatantly putting out personal information on people? Especially if those people are harmed. There is no possible reason why somebody's address and telephone number should be in a news story, should be published by the media. But it is all the time. Why? Well, because media is bought and paid for. Especially the big ones. You don't think so?
What we're actually seeing is the systematic implementation of the fall of the Republic and the rise of the corporation of the United States. Every major event is a step in the ladder to achieve that end. COVID is just another rung in the ladder, which is why there's a deliberate mixing of all the wordplay, right? I mean, we should stop calling it, you know, quarantine. That's a term designated for people that are verified sick. This is a house arrest mandated by the state. You should stop calling it, you know, social distancing. There's nothing social about forced isolation. We should stop saying safer at home when millions of Americans don't have basic necessities adequate to fit their needs. It assumes that everybody's home is equally as safe as the people that are making the statements.
There's so much going on around us. It's hard to keep it all straight. I know. I try to do what I can for you. But you have to take that step. And if you just watch Agenda 21 or UN 2030 plan, or even search the name Rockefellers and Rothschilds and look at family trees, watch a few YouTube videos, everything will fall into place for you. You need to understand the big picture. Everything that is going on in Reno and Carson City and all the development, how that development is going forward, smaller lots, more compacted, congested areas? There is a reason for that. And it is in Agenda 21. It is about depopulation. It is about having the rurals back to nature and being able to control people in small areas. You can't control people when they're all spread out. So you want them all together. It's all right there for you to see. But will you take the time to see it and understand it and apply it to what is happening right now? We are in the movement. It is not the beginning, and it's definitely not the end. What are you going to do to participate? I love you. So does he. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.